pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
Skateboarding.
My off top. Robbie,
Tony Hawk, bitch.
Yeah, on everything. On everything.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Code on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face. And I love it now cause we really got the lights, camera. It's really all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It is your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. We are back again. Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching, listening, all that good stuff. Like, share, subscribe, tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. Can't lie about that. We got another great episode for y'all. I got my boy in the building, Christian from CNA Custom Tables, also the tattoo artist. Shit, we got a lot to get into. Thank you for pulling up. How you doing today, my boy?
Man, bro, thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Shout out, What's the Wave? Come and on. Rio.
Yeah, shout out Rio Reels, man. Shout out, What's the Wave? It's been a long time coming. My boy been busy, like a lot of us have been. We've been touching, going a lot, but we finally got him in studio, and we got a couple things to kick around, so stay tuned, because it's going to be a very great episode. This episode is dropping in the month of July. I told you beforehand, I've been doing my monthly campaigns. You know, January, I had a multi-talented January, Black History Month, February, so on and so forth. June was super June, superpowers. July, I just want to know what you represent. I feel like representing is the big word. It's my birthday month. I'm a Cancer. You know, I know I'm going to get a little flag eye, all that good shit. But I rep, you know, a little shit like that. And I'm going hard with the Van stuff, really hard, because it's just a brand in a sense, but something that represents me. Two-part question. What do you feel you represent just as a person and as a man you are, and what you feel represents you? It's kind of one in the same, kind of intertwined, but you could take it two different ways. So that's why I presented it that way.
Okay. Well, now that I have a family, for sure, you know, you Absolutely. Represent your kids.
Yeah.
You want to be a good role model for them. So
that,
that's
that last
main,
name.
Yeah, my main thing right now for my boys. And, you know, showing them that you ain't got to stick to one thing. You can do multiple things, no matter what people say, you know. It may not be the best thing for them, and that's why they're telling you that. But, you know, what's best for you is what's best for you. That's why I try to, you know, rub off my skills on them. Like, I've been doing a little welding here, a little tattooing here, construction work, and I bring them to all those job sites so they can see all the different shit hands-on.
Definitely, definitely. Just getting them very well-versed and getting that exposure to them, you know, just seeing a lot of different things. That's what I feel like the biggest word is that exposure. So, that's major for sure. No, that's good. That's good. Of course, you got to rep the fam, got to represent the boys. And what do you feel like just kind of maybe represents you in certain ways? I mean, other than, you know, the family and stuff, maybe with the brand or anything like that.
Like with the tattooing? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. Either way, both of them. Tattooing the tables, you feel me?
I mean, you know, I'm still like an apprentice myself. So my girl, she teaches me different things about tattooing all the time. Shout out Aniza.
Come on now.
She, you know, I'm like her apprentice now because she's taught me tattooing in a different way.
Okay.
Where I feel super comfortable doing it now. And I've never really felt like that before. But now that we have our own business, I'm kind of in the, like, you know, I'm still tattooing, but I'm not tattooing as much because I have to, like, manage and take care of all the city stuff.
Right, that behind-the-scene work, you know, and all that stuff.
All the paperwork, like,
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit behind that.
No, for sure. I'm already knowing. But, no, that's what's up, you know. That's why I just, you know, throw that question out there to see, just, you know, where some people take pride in, you know, what they represent. What represents them and stuff like that, especially with the tattoos and stuff, you know, that's very true as well. So
I mean, just trying to find freaking you know, what is it, generational wealth.
Yes.
So that's what I'm trying to build. Trying to leave businesses
all about.
For my kids.
Always for the fam, put on. It's all about generational wealth. You feel me? We're trying to build legacies out here at the end of the day. We want real legacies. Trendy news. A lot's been going on in shit. Just where we live at, shit, the state of California, the state of the Bay Area, the state of our nation. So you being a young adult now, we have to be aware of these things, especially you being a family man, like you said. You have to be aware about how the world around you impacts you and yours. The state of America, where you at with it? These gas prices is crazy. The president is doing what he got to do and doing different things.
Man.
How do you feel like you navigated politics? I mean, these mass shootings and stuff like that, these are crazy, you feel me? I mean, thank goodness. I feel like that doesn't really happen in the Bay Area. I haven't heard nothing like that really happening in our neck of the woods. But, hey, you never know. The world is a crazy place. So how do you feel you just navigating this crazy world,
man,
this crazy nation that we live in? You ready to move out or?
Honestly, I don't, like I told you, I don't even watch the news.
Yeah.
I rarely watch TV. If I do, I'm watching like some cooking shit on Viceland.
Right.
Or Munchies, some shit like that. But I try to stay away from the negative shit. The only thing that I was like really hurt about was the women's rights about with the Supreme Court, what they decided, and that was fucked up.
Definitely.
So definitely I feel bad for those states, you know, where they have women where they, you know, they can't do nothing.
Yeah.
And that's all is. That's like, I never thought that they would even touch that, you know. I thought they was gonna leave that like that. But
right.
That's just messed up. Thank God California is, you know.
It make you think, it make you think of, okay, what's really wrong? Like, exactly, who are these people in charge? Who are they, bro? Like, who are the people making these decisions?
Old white people, how are they?
legit.
To decide what's going on. My bad, was I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want on this, yeah.
But yeah.
That's what's the
they're
way.
Like 90 years old, they don't give a fuck about us.
They don't understand.
How you care about the kids that are not even here yet? You feel me? There's hella kids out here that need your help.
Yeah.
And we're just, you know, neglecting them.
Right.
But
we got the power in the wrong people's hands, to be honest. That's what it comes down to right now. But no, that's real. It's been crazy. I know people talking about boycotting, you know, July 4th, all this good stuff, and doing all that other stuff. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what stuff play out. I just want the summer to be nice and fun. I want everybody to be safe. That's all I'm trying to do. I want everybody to show love. But it's hard when you feel me, day to day. This is what motherfuckers got to deal with. So, man, stay safe out there. Stay positive, man. Stay positive.
Oh, they just passed the law. So, I don't know.
No?
I have my gun license. So, I have a firearm. It's legal for me to have. Yep. But they just released this thing yesterday where if you want to get your CCW, you don't have to give a reason behind that. You could just apply and it's either a yes or no.
Wow.
Because usually they would have to, you would have to give a reason like,
yeah,
I was scared for my life and fucking this happened or this happened, but I do that anymore. So go apply.
Yeah, get your CC dub. Come on now, conceal carry. Be safe out here. I was just talking to a coworker. I believe he said like one of those East Coast states, something like that, like in Maryland or something, where they've had that in place forever, and the crime rate is so low.
Really?
Over there, because you know everybody toting.
Yeah,
like you feel me. Everybody got concealed carry. They've had it for so many generations. Like there's nobody out there because they don't play with that shit. You know everybody. Out here, kind of, you know, it's the wild, wild west. You feel me? That's what they say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people play with guns out here. You feel me? Once a nigga get a gun, I ain't gonna lie, that's give them power in their head, you know. But out there, it's been so ingrained, it's like, it's not nothing they play with.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why they don't try people, or it's not as many hotheads. So
I feel you.
I'm like, that, I never heard of that. I was like, okay, I guess
that's
that
cool. Dynamic.
But I don't know. Like I said, it's still a wild, wild west out here.
I hope that happens here.
Yeah. I would hope exactly we could get there quickly, but. You know, motherfuckers be ignorant out here.
Yeah. You would think that, you know, if you're able to get one, it would encourage people to go get that shit the legal way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, if you can't get it legally, go get it legally. Stop trying to buy ghost guns and shit.
Yeah, just, man.
Yeah.
That's real shit. Real shit, especially where we live at.
Yeah.
But no, that's real stuff. I'm thankful for that. I like that answer. I like picking your brain on that. But now I got to pick your brain on shit, what we doing here. As you see, we even got the table in here. We switched out the whole What's the Wave table. I know y'all used to the gold drum, but now we got the CNA, one of the custom makes, one of the original pieces, you feel me, in studio right here, right now. So I definitely had to ask a couple questions just as far as the business tip. Can you talk to the people just as far as being a brand and a business now? The marketing aspect. You are a custom, I don't want to say retail, but I mean you are custom commission business enterprise at this point.
Yeah.
So you deal with a lot of stuff in that way. talk to the pros and the cons of that. I mean, I'm pretty sure you provided people and got to work on a lot of dope art and stuff like that, but I know it hasn't been the easiest. So, yeah. I mean, can you speak to just, you know, marketing yourself in that way?
Okay, so, man, there has been deals where I've had to turn down because, you know, it would be too hard, or they didn't like my price because it was too high. Mm-hmm. So it's stuff like that. Or, you know, when you're first starting, like, I didn't think that it was going to blow up the way it was going to blow up.
Right.
Yeah. So I was just making them for me just to, like, perfect them at first. But then I was like, I could fix shit here. Mm-hmm. But then people were like, bro, these are perfect. Like,
yeah.
Don't change nothing about it. Like, that shit's dope. So I was like, all right.
Put, like, market yourself. You feel me?
Oh, like, just how do I get my...
Yeah, how do you... Basically, how do you find clientele? Yeah, like, is that... Really?
Word of mouth?
I mean, Instagram, I would see it because, sure. Yeah, I'm about to say, like, it is... The work speaks for itself.
Instagram.
Yeah.
It's organically Instagram, too.
Nice.
And, like, after I was popping on Instagram, I made an Etsy, and then my Etsy started getting a little, you know...
A little traction and stuff.
Traction here and there. And then after I did that pergola for LaRussell, shout out LaRussell.
Yes, sir.
My shit done blew up.
Etsy's
going crazy. I got hella work to do.
Come on.
Like, after I leave here, I'm going to work.
That's what we're talking about. We working always. You know that's all we about here at What's the Wave. One, the W stands for we're working. The fuck, that's what we're doing.
Man. Yep, he showed mad love.
No, that's what's up. I'm glad you hear it. But give me another just struggle as a handyman, because you deal with a lot of, you know, like, physical application, you know, a lot of just handiwork just in the realm in.
Yeah.
Talk to people about that. They don't know the behind the scenes. Can you just, you know, peel back the curtain and just, you know, talk to the people as far as, like, what's something you got to deal with on the daily as far as your work?
Well, at first it was like, you know, perfecting it and just trying to find better ways to get it out faster and, like,
get it... Okay, that makes sense.
...smoother or, you know, perfect it just more here and there, because, you know, you could always make your shit better.
Always.
So...
Because, you got a real craft. This is a real craft.
Thank you, bro. But as far as, like, complaints about the orders once they hit the customer, I haven't really got any.
Nice.
At first, you know, it would take me... a bit longer than it would take me now. So I would say, like, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, just me being like, freaking, like, I can do this.
Yeah.
But that shit would take me longer than that. And then that's what I would tell my client. I don't know if my client's probably watching right now. Yeah. Look at me. but just, you know, I had to apologize for that shit because.
Real shit.
It would take me longer, and they would just be like, you know, you told me this, so, you know, I have to compensate with that and, like, you know, give them money back or give them percentage off.
Facts.
You know, so that didn't just happen one time. If it happened, like, you know, a couple times, so in different ways.
Right.
So it was a bunch of shit that I had to,
you know,
fix and perfect.
Yeah, the business aspect and the process, that is something... A lot of creatives, I feel, do have to deal with just literally, especially dealing with commissions, turnaround time.
Yeah.
Turnaround time.
And shipping them, bro. Like, these are heavy ass
pieces
of wood, and you have to secure them and wrap them up hella nice and then put them in a box with fucking all that popcorn shit.
Yeah.
That shit costs money.
All of that.
And you're making your own boxes. So that shit, time.
Time. Time money. And effort, man. Time and labor, man. This is real. Like you said, it's not easy, but if it was easy, it wouldn't be for everybody. So that's why my man is out here doing it, putting in that work to bring this wonderful service to y'all. Like, that's so real. Let me shift gears, because as you said, now you dabbling with the tattoo gun. You've been doing it for a little while now. How long?
Shit. Well, I've been tattooing on and off since, like, 2013.
Oh, nice.
So out of high school, my boy Joe Rivera, shout out Joe Rivera.
Yeah, shout out Joe.
He was tatting me at first, and I was drawing my own designs, and I was like, bro, can you teach me? Because I was an artist too. He was an artist. We was kind of just doing graffiti and shit, but his dad taught him how to tattoo, so I was like, bro, teach me.
Yeah.
And we just had graduated, so it was like, it's good. Like, come work at the tattoo shop with me as my apprentice. So, you know, I learned hella shit from him, took that, and then you know, had my ups and downs after that, after leaving the tattoo shop with other jobs and shit. Because when you hop in as an apprentice, you're not really making any money at first.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like an internship.
For real.
And the, you know, your mentor is either going to keep you and teach you everything because he wants to see what you're trying to put in.
Right.
But if you ain't putting in, you know, that effort, then, you know. Yeah, I feel that now, too, because I've tried to take on people as apprentices, and it's like, I want to see that you want it.
Yeah.
Feel me? I want you to hit me up every day.
That pedigree, man. Yeah. For real, man. That's what it's about. Well, I just was seeing that with Mike Tomlin on the little podcast. He was like, that's coaching and teaching. Like, don't run away from that. If a person can't, you know, like, drill good or cut good, that's something you could teach them. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you can't teach a person to want it. Can't teach that drive. You feel me? So
all you can do is, like, really plant the seed, and it's up to them to water it, make it grow.
For real. That's real. And what we always say here, it grows better when it's organic, man. It grows better when it's organic, always. But no, that's amazing. I'm glad to hear you've taken this lane, and now you're really starting to put the throttle down on it. Do you got any crazy tattoo stories real quick, just so far? I know you're early. Well, I may say not early. You've been doing it for a while, on and off, though. But you just one off the top of your head, get it, people. Crazy tattoo story, either yours, one you experienced, you seen somebody get some crazy shit, somebody asked you to tattoo some crazy shit, just anything like that. If you just got one off the top.
I don't really have any crazy, like, tattoos, you know, but I got a funny story.
That'll work.
I was tying my boy. Okay. I won't mention his name. Yeah. He's going to know who I'm talking about.
it's all love.
All right, so I'm tying him. It's a little tattoo right here.
Yeah.
And it's in the morning, you feel me? And I'm like, all right. When I do morning tattoos, I always ask my client, like, did you eat breakfast? Like, did you hydrate? Because if you drink the night before, or if he was doing, you know, whatever, it's just going to affect you now.
Yeah.
So you need to hydrate. You need to do all that shit because you're going to fucking, you know. Stay get hydrated. Shit.
What's the way? We believe in water, man. Where's the water, man?
I know. Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated, man.
So, yep, I went to get him a water after this. This boy was getting a tattoo. And then he just starts, I'm like wiping it. And the stencil is just like going away because he's just like hella wet, hella sweaty and shit. And I'm like, bro, why are you so sweaty? His arm's slipping around on the thing and shit. Yeah. And I look up at him and he's hella pale. Pale as fuck. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Why didn't you say anything? Bro was just taking it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I went to go get him some, like, Now and Laters or some, and some Sprite, you know, some sugars to get into his body.
Yeah.
But I was like, bro, what you eat for breakfast? And he was like, I had, like, two pieces of toast. And I was like, bro, that's not breakfast.
Yeah, you need something to eat, especially when you finna go get tatted. Like, that's nothing to play around with. Mm-mm.
Yes, eat before your tattoo.
Eat before your tattoo, man. That's good. Thankfully, I feel like I do. Me personally, when I get tatted, I don't really try to be. I don't really like getting tatted loaded or drunk or nothing like that. So some people do it, feel like, oh, make it easier. I'm not that. Just give it to me sober. Like, it's good. We on. You gotta eat that. Eat that.
No, I feel it.
But well, thank you for that. I like that perspective.
For sure.
But now I've been rolling out this rapid wave segment. I started it in June. I think we're going to keep this going because I love just the reaction and the answers I've been getting from my guests. So I didn't preview these questions to my boy just this time or with any of my guests. So I need your natural just reaction off the top of the head, whatever comes to your mind. Some of them are going to be, you know, one or the other. You feel me? Hot, cold, red, blue, black, white type things. Some other ones you're going to have to simmer on, think about a little bit.
All right.
And we're going to get it into. So first off, are you a Nikes man or Adidas man?
Nike.
Okay, I could dig it. Apple juice or orange juice?
You know, apple juice. And mimosas.
Apple juice or mimosas?
I mean, orange juice.
Hey, thank you. Exactly. I'm a mimosa man. Yeah, I'm a mimosa man myself. Okay. Yes. Are you more weed or alcohol?
Man, weed for sure. Okay. But I love both those things.
I feel like I'm a stoner before anything. Okay. With that being said, indica, sativa.
Indica.
Yeah, I feel like I fuck with you. And 90s baby?
Yep, 95.
95, yes, sir.
You?
Yes, sir. My birthday next month, July 15th.
27.
Of what?
No, you going to be 27?
Yeah, I'm going to be 27. Yeah, 27.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network?
Oh, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I feel it, you know. Nickelodeon. I got the Holy Trinity, you know. Jimmy Neutron, SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents. That's my Holy Trinity right there.
Hell yeah.
Before I say that one, Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Yeah? Batman fan? Okay, I could dig it. Shout out, yeah. My brother, Batman fan.
You got the Batmobile?
Yeah, yeah. You see it. You see it. You feel me? If you could bend any element, water, fire, air, earth.
Oh, man. That's hella hard. Probably earth.
My nigga. I feel that, yeah.
It will help me with my construction.
That's real shit.
Exactly. Fence post.
Fence post. Yeah. That, and that nigga landscaping at a rapid rate. You feel me? That's real shit right there.
$5,000.
Okay. I got you. Rank 1 to 3. Pancakes, French toast, waffles.
Pancakes, French toast, waffles.
1 to 3. What's the best? What's the second? What's the third?
Waffles being number one, like the best. Chicken and waffles. I love waffles. Pancakes, that's going to be like 3.
I feel like you sound like the majority. I feel like the majority do that list. I'm French toast first.
Really?
French toast over everything. Hell yeah. You can't tell me nothing about that.
Okay.
But chicken and waffles are undefeated.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. I thought about.
I got you. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Since you said you're a smoker, who are the top 3 people, dead or alive, you would have a smoke session with?
Man. Currency.
I could dig
my
it.
My dude. Spitta.
I could dig it.
Man, who else?
Come on. Oh, two more. That's two more.
Man, Wiz.
Yeah.
You know we gotta smoke with Wiz, bro.
Wiz would be probably in my top 3 for sure.
And Bob. We gotta smoke with Bob.
That's a killer session right there. It's a lot of game in there. A lot of game in there.
A lot of money.
That's a lot of game. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
Skateboarding.
My off top. Robbie
Tony Hawk, bitch.
Everything. All right, I got a couple more. If you had a rap name, what would your rap name be?
Chalberto.
I'll
be rapping, bro.
Yes,
let's
come on.
Don't be doing it that much anymore, but
it's okay.
I got shit on Spotify, iTunes.
Plug yourself. Come on. This is what we hear. Talk your shit,
brother.
Out,
man. I'll be making music for myself, but you know, I'm proud of it. I hope you are too. Go check it out for me. Let me know what you think.
Son of the Waves coming with some stuff too. So like you said, we here to create.
Let's collab, bro.
It's
do
love.
A little feature.
Yes. Yep. Chalberto's on the way. Something cooked soon.
Ant Trio on the beat.
Believe that. Okay. And then last but not least, I'll wrap it up for this. Keeping it to the brand, to the business. If you can make a table for anyone, who would it be?
Man.
Celebrity wise, personal wise, dead or alive, anybody.
I'm manifesting these right now. Like, yeah. You know.
You can name multiple people. I won't just say one. So,
shit. A
couple people that come to mind.
You know, I'm trying to get Wiz one for sure. That'd I got Guap Dad one. You know, he was just working with Wiz.
Come on
and
now.
Guap Dad got one
Shout
in
out
his
Guap
living
Dad
room.
For tapping in.
Bro.
Appreciate
Shout
it.
Out Guap Dad. That boy showed mad love. Yeah. Shouted me out too.
Hell
because
yeah.
I would make tables for people and expect to shout out. They would never shout me out.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
Can't
people that are up there.
Yeah, you can't expect that all the time.
Yeah, and some people would show hella love too. So shout out to those people that I've sent tables to for the F, you know, that shouted me out after.
Yeah.
And for those people that didn't, you're going to IKEA next time.
For real. Take your ass out. Build your own table, man. Build your own shit.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it, man. I love it. So that'll be it for the Rapid Way. We'll say, you know, a couple people. We gotta get some tables too.
Yeah. Look.
Well, hey, Wiz, tap in, man. We'll see you in a minute. we'll get you a table real soon, man.
Before I go on,
I do got to give a quick shout out to my sponsors. Always, every podcast got a couple sponsors. I love to shout out because they just dope as fuck. Number one. A-Dub, shout out my boy Anthony, man, putting on for Vintage Variation, all your vintage apparel needs, from jackets, hats, blazers for the women, swimsuits, shoes, sweats, any type of apparel you need, definitely go tap in with Vintage Variation. So,
tapped in with bro, too.
Yes,
shout out,
sure.
Bro.
That's my dog, for sure.
He's dope.
Second, for sure, Become Cosmetics. Definitely got some more stuff on the way. I know they've been on the hush, but please stay tuned because they got a lot of stuff lined up and on the way. So don't worry about that. They're going to come through nice and swift. in a hurry. Number three, as you see the scenery, Rio Real Productions, man. Tap in with my dog. You feel me? Hit up his emails. Let me, what is spelled? Was it? Was it? Is Rio Dog? Yeah.
Rio the OG,
man. RIODAOG at Gmail.
Proton.
At Proton. You feel me?
Proton Mail.
Proton Mail, man.
Proton like
I
said, Mail.
You'll see it, man. You'll see it. We got the flyer. Check out my Instagram. We'll see it, all that. Tap in with my boy if you need any point and shoot work, editing on the back end. You need your podcast set up. You feel me? You need anything done. Holla at my dog. He gonna take care of you always and most definitely. And got another sponsor coming on the way. You feel me? Got them Kaya clips coming. Those gonna be in studio, always available for purchase. So whenever you pull up, you know, little roach clips, stuff like that. Shout out Podcast Bree. Shout out Kaya clips doing their thing. And stay tuned for season 3 of the Foodie Features too, because that shit gonna go up, man. Like I said, we've been doing that. I'm excited for that. We got some good foodie features coming up for y'all. Man. So putting on for the city of Vallejo. Oh yeah, I gotta start asking my guests, where do you like to eat at in Vallejo, man?
Man. Everywhere, Buds, yeah. Pho. I just go down.
I told you.
Go down somewhere.
You could damn near. Yeah.
Gracie's, and then there's fucking.
Yeah, we got, you know, some
all
shit.
Those burrito trucks.
I'm
Nations.
Telling you,
he right said there.
It. I'm telling you, we got so much to offer. That's what we're trying to show off too in season 3 for sure. But we're gonna keep this ball rolling. Even before the podcast, we talked. I know you say you've been so busy. You ain't been on your sports game lately. So we'll keep it light and bright. You got? Do you have a team? You say you was a Warriors fan.
Yeah.
I know you're still a fan. I'm pretty sure you still a prideful.
For sure. For sure.
You say you ain't been watching a lot. How you feel about your team winning? Did you celebrate at the parade or anything like that? Or did you do anything special?
You know, I'm a dad, so I was at home celebrating. But yeah. I seen all the homies there and shit. It was nice to see. You know. The win, everybody was out there, everything seemed normal again after COVID and shit. That was nice to see.
Yeah,
everybody's faces with no masks on and shit. That was nice.
That's what's up. Okay, one question. What do you think y'all gonna do next season? Y'all think y'all going back to back? How do you feel? Or
I think so.
Yeah,
do it once, or they did it a couple times, so they could do it again. For sure.
Okay, shit. Okay, I could dig it. Okay, we'll leave the hoop alone. You feel me? Like I said, I'm a Knicks fan. Can't even nickname. I about to say, you could bring him up, like I said, but I don't expect nothing from my squad. I ain't going to lie. I really don't. We'll see how this offseason play out. The NBA draft was horrible. We literally didn't even get nobody. Oh, my gosh. My feelings is hurt. I'm distraught. Distraught. Feel like Stephen A. Smith right now. Feel like Stephen A. on everybody, I promise you.
Man,
NFL. You got a football squad? Do you watch football?
The Niners. Yeah,
Niner gang.
Yep, Niner gang all the way.
Okay,
since a kid too. So
that's what's up. Y'all think y'all gonna make some noise this year? I mean, last year? What happened? Oh, yep, y'all lost in the playoffs. What to LA? Y'all could have went to the Super Bowl. Y'all was in the NFC Championship. Yep. Yeah,
I think I was at that game.
Where?
Yeah,
for real. Well, that was in LA. Had to be in LA. Yeah.
No, that wasn't that. I went to the Dodgers game.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Against the
Around
Giants.
That time?
Maybe.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all think, okay.
I used to live out there, so I used to get invited to a lot of games. My brother. So.
That's lovely. But with the Bang Bang Niner gang, how do you think y'all going to do next season?
Man, hopefully better. Shit. You feel me?
So just Super Bowl?
We could just hope for the better.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let me ask y'all. Only question, quarterback situation. Do you like Jimmy G? You like Jimmy Garoppolo, or
I think it's cool.
Or do you like Trey Lance?
I bought my son his jersey.
Yeah.
So
okay. Right. He's cool.
He's cool. I like him.
Okay, I could dig it.
I think he could probably take us there. Maybe we gonna see.
Okay. Yeah, we gonna see. I'm about to say it's gonna be a nice NFL season. I'm looking forward to it. I love me some football.
Me
so
yeah.
Okay. We'll leave it at that for the sports talk then, and we're gonna wrap it up. Last but not least. With the brand that you are, I need CNA. You can touch tattoo if you want to as well, but you know, I really want to bring you on because I feel like this is such a wonderful brand, something new, different, and fresh that is also a good demand for it, something that a lot of people can't do, and that's why I love you, feel me? Like, it's a talent that has a wonderful lane, and you're just, like I said, putting the pedal to the metal and taking it all the way. So with the CNA custom tables, I need the whole story art. I need the origin story. So when did it start? When did you get the idea? Where did maybe the inspiration come from? Did somebody push you in this direction? Was it something you stumbled upon? When did you kind of just think like, oh, this is what I want to do, and, you know, make it into a brand or a business?
Okay. So I'm a welder by trade, so I've been pretty handy with steel and wood because I've always worked with that on a shipyard.
Okay.
I worked on Mare Island on all those ships out there, fucking welding, cleaning them up, cleaning up shit.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of shit out there.
Yeah.
Shitty. Nah, but I've learned a lot of stuff from those people over there too, like the OGs, hella, you know, people that's been doing this shit for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that background, and then, you know, I had to quit that job because, you know, you gotta follow your own dreams sometimes. You
Facts.
Feel me?
Facts.
So I went into tattooing, and it was successful at first. I was successful, and I was doing good. We just got our own apartment and stuff, and then the pandemic hit, bro. Yeah, so they closed the tattoo shop that I was working at, you feel me? So we had no means of making any funds to pay for this new apartment that we just had got. But right. We was going to make it happen because we weren't just going to give up. We just had moved in there.
Facts.
Sitting at home one day, you know, during the stay home thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to find different ways to fucking make money from home.
Facts.
You feel me? So my girl was just scrolling through Twitter, and then she seen a table that was similar to the ones that I make. But I haven't even made one yet. You feel me?
Yeah.
So she was like, babe, look at this. And then it was just a heart table like that, bro.
Yeah. Shout out. Hey, man. Shout out Nisi for copping the table, man. Yeah, this been here for like a second. We support these brands that we bring on, man. Just always know that. We support these brands that we bring
for
on.
For sure.
Just always know that.
Shout out Nisi.
Yeah.
But it was like that, but it didn't have the eyes or anything. It was just a heart, you feel me? Like a Kanye West heart, I assume. But it had like, you know, six digits on the likes and then like 24K comments. And I was like, what the fuck? People love that shit. That shit's hella ugly. I was like, I can make something way better than that.
Facts.
So I made, you know, one of those.
Yep.
A CDG one.
Easy. Perfect. Beautiful. Like you said. Something that we copped, something that we invested in. So shit.
I made a couple of those already.
But well, I should say we, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That was a start of the business because I was like, yeah, I could shit on this table. So I made that table. And I sold that table. So I was like, I'll do this shit again. So, you know, I just started making different shit for myself. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really taking orders.
Yeah.
So I was just like, let's see if I can make a babe table. Let's see if I can make a, you know, a running dog table, BBC. Yeah. And then just different ideas coming to mind, like baby Milo.
Yeah.
Babe shit. And then after I seen that I could do that and then people liked those, even though I thought like, there was something wrong with them still.
Right.
Because that's just me as the artist. Like, you know, we always going to critique our own shit.
Facts.
And
facts.
Find the worst that's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could find stuff that's wrong with this table. But, you know, some people
to
that.
To me, like I said, this dope. Like,
exactly.
It's hard. I keep this in the living right now.
Exactly
me,
so, what I'm saying.
That's real hard.
But, yeah, I hella appreciate that. And so I was just like, fuck it. This is it. I got the recipe. Let's just try to push hella shit out. So I made the Instagram, you know. I just started saying that I'm taking custom orders and shit, and then it just word of mouth from there.
Mm-hmm.
Started jumping, and then next client, you know, and then we're like 30 clients in, and prices are going up.
Come on,
fucking
numbers going up.
Couple bands
in
on tables.
Yesterday's price is not today's price, man.
It's crazy, bro. Like
that's
it's a
love.
Blessing.
That's for love. Sure,
these tables are a blessing.
That's love. Okay, so with that being said, you know, that was the start and the origin, and I'm so glad you was able to, you know, kind of trampoline off, you know, certain things. I need to hear a hurdle you had to overcome. I know it wasn't easy, you feel me, always from the jump. Give me an example of maybe something you had to overcome just as far as maybe sourcing material, getting the right clientele. We talked about marketing yourself earlier. Just give me maybe one of those kind of difficulties you had to deal with.
Okay, so... Man, the main thing I always try to tell people, because I would always get people trying to lowball me and stuff, you know?
Mm.
So I always tell people, like, know your worth, you know, stick to your price. Yes.
Wait,
stick to your price and fucking don't change that shit for nobody. Because
not even
once you change
it. Not even the homies, man.
Not even the homies.
I'm telling you, man.
If they ain't even trying to pay
worth.
Your price, then they're not really your
exactly,
homies.
Exactly, man. Gotta pay that fee, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. They don't go to Gucci and shit and ask for discounts. And fucking
like real shit. They don't go there and do that.
Don't. All this.
That's amazing.
Balenciaga
thing.
Fucking Fendi shit. Man, we wearing independent shit out here.
You
like
feel
we
me?
Make this
always,
shit.
Always. And like like how you put it. I've had a couple of guests and artists and brands on here who say that, like, you know, love supporting the homies and stuff like that, but know your worth. And that's something they had to navigate. So I love that you speak to that as well.
Yes.
Now, other side of the coin, give me a feel good moment. When one of those just like, oh, once you start doing that, maybe it was a certain client you booked, like working with a guap dad or working with something like that. Maybe give me another example. If not that one, you can speak to that again, or another feel good moment where you was like, oh shit, this shit popping.
Man, exactly. But like, yeah, when people that have that type of platform and they fucking like shout you out, that's like the best feeling. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, man, they didn't even have to do that shit. You feel
real
me?
Shit.
I mean, that's all I was really asking for in return, you feel me?
At the end of the day, man, I just want love to be reciprocated, bro.
Dude, yeah, and you know those people have hella, you know, artists coming through their house. They work with a lot of people every day, and he has a shit in his living room, and like, you know, a couple of other people do too. Like, oh man, I don't want to be a fucking asshole right now.
No, you good.
But Pullard, he used to play for the Chargers, San Diego Chargers. Yeah. And fucking, he bought a babe table off me, you know? And he has that shit in his office.
I'm a Charger fan. Like I said, I'm a Charger fan. That's hella crazy. Dude, let's get it, man. That's what's up. Let's go.
I guess he's like, he helps players now, and he has it in his office. So he was like, a lot of players are going to be seeing this shit.
Hell,
so,
see?
It's advertisement for you. And he paid full price, didn't ask me for, you know, bro, showed mad love.
That's what's up, man. That's what's
so I love that shit. When people of that platform they're not tripping on like anything. They gonna show love.
That's what's up. That's amazing. That's really what it's about at the end of the day. Just showing love, putting on this talent, because that's what you are. You are talented, multi talented. Now even with that, even the aspect, maybe with the tattoo side. Let me ask a feel good moment on the tattooing just before we get into the last part of the podcast.
Man, hella shit. Every time my wife teaches me something new, I'm like, oh,
real nigga,
fuck.
real nigga. Yeah. Off top.
Nah, I love a woman that can teach me something. You feel me? Exactly. So yeah, shout out, baby,
man. You already know. Shout out, wifey out there holding it down. You feel me? Holding down the real.
She
man,
working right now. She work every day, hella hard. So you
real
feel me?
Shit, man. For sure. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I got some concepts with some ink, man. I'm trying to get sleeved up, so I might have to tap in. Like I'm talking some real shit. So
we got you, bro.
Come on, man.
We like just opened up, so you know we ain't closing.
Plug. Where can some of the people find you?
Okay, so I just got to pass one more inspection, but. Nah, we on Georgia and Marin, 600 Marin Street. It's an upstairs unit. You know, you can't get in there. You got to have an appointment. So don't try to walk in because you can't do that.
Facts.
You got to have an appointment first. So, you know, hit us on the email. My forms are open. Her forms are open, maybe. Not sure. But,
Hey, stay tuned in. Stay frosty. Y'all just know it's coming. So as we wrap up the podcast, last but not least, let me know. Let the people know. What's next? What can we expect from both as well, CNA Tables or just the tattoo artist end of the business? What can we expect? What's going on maybe for the summertime, maybe later on this year? What you got going on and what's planned?
So we want to have a grand opening for the tattoo shop. So we're going to have like, you know, a little flash sale. You guys have the doors open. Have people in the lobby and shit.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to have that. And I want to do different events for the tattoo shop after that, but I just haven't thought about them yet.
That's good, man.
And then, for the tables, really, I'm just going to keep taking, you know, these 5 orders a month that I do. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to start making them my own designs and just start auctioning them off that way.
Ooh, I love that.
You know, taking orders and stuff.
Exactly. Because you are artists. You are artists.
But
I never asked about that exactly. Applying your own artistry, because I'm pretty sure people come with their own requests.
Yeah.
But applying your own.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna still make what people request, but maybe like in an easier way, so I don't have to like do everything by hand. Like I got people that are contacting me that tell me they could do this for me in like seconds.
Come on.
Yeah. So.
Ooh,
maybe don't put that on there.
No, it's okay.
But yeah, they're like they could do their shit for me in one day.
Better sourcing
type shit. Yeah, for like $80. So I was like, fuck it.
Better sourcing. Come on, man, you got it. Mm-hmm. Nah, that should be lovely, man. Either way, man. Thank you, my boy, for coming on. Thank you for putting on your brand, your business. It's a wonderful thing. Thank I can't you, wait bro. To see it grow, continue to see it blossom. Y'all know what we here for. This is that's it. That's all we got for you. Be sure, like I said, like, share, subscribe, tell somebody. Go ahead and share this to your cousin, because I know they're going to fuck with it as well. So you feel me? This is What's The Way. Tap in every Wednesday. We're going to see y'all next week, man. Thank you again, my boy Christian, for sure, man. Like I said, you know what's the way.
What's the way?
Oh, you bitch. Niggas asleep like pillow.